you and the defendant were in a relationship for a brief period of time.
Yes, ma'am.
Did a few drinks for old times.
I arrive at the bar. She invited me. I looked into her car and she was in the back seat with a coworker and they were kissing.
Turn into a crime.
I see the defendant going with her key down the side of my car.
This is not true, Your Honor. I got in my car and I left.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Kimberly Albrecht is suing her ex-girlfriend Kelly Pazek for vandalizing her car in a fit of jealous rage.
Order. All rise.
That's case number 392 on the calendar, the matter of Albrecht versus Pazek.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Albrecht, it is your claim that the defendant vandalized your car.
Yes, ma'am.
I gather from your complaint that you and the defendant met at work?
Yes, ma'am, in the summer of 2011.
And then were in a relationship for a brief period of time, from when to when?
Probably from November till about February of 2012.
When did this incident take place, a vandalism to your car?
On November 10th, 2012.
Go ahead. Tell me what happened.
Basically, on November 10th, I went out to Cal City with a friend of mine. Some other friends were camping. We went out there. It was really cold. We left early, came back to Lancaster, and decided to stop for a drink at a local bar there. And I had sent a message to the defendant and also to another friend of mine that lived in Lancaster and asked them if they wanted to join us for a drink.
What time was that?
7:20. 7:25, okay. Maybe.
Go ahead.
She replied, yes, I'll meet you there. Just let me know when you're there. And then also my other friend, Jack, who's with me today, he said, yes, please come get me.
So you texted? Is that what you did?
I texted Jack, and I had sent the defendant a Facebook message.
This used to be so much easier. All you had to do was make a phone call. made a phone call. You actually spoke to somebody. They said, you want to come meet me for a drink? They said, yes. There was no drama. It was so much easier. Anyway, Jack said yes, he would like to come.
Yes, we arrived at the bar about 7:45, maybe 7:40. The bar didn't open till 8. There were some taco vendors. Jack got out of the car, went and had some tacos. I had sent Kelly a message over Facebook saying that I was there. She showed up, and I was sitting with my friend Cheryl, who's not here today, and basically just started yelling at me and verbal language. I rolled down the window a little bit just because I kind of knew where it was going to go.
Okay, so this was before 8. She got there before 8,
this
and you were sitting with your friend.
Yes.
In the car.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, she yelled out a few things, got back in the car and left. Got out of the car, went and talked to Jack, said, oh my gosh, Kelly just came by, threw out a few things. Bar opened, we went in, and it was hot in the bar. It was freezing cold outside this particular weekend, and we had jackets on. The heater in the bar, it was super hot. Came out about 10 minutes later to put our jackets in the car. I went out first, Jack was right behind me, and as I'm walking out of the bar, I see the defendant going with her key down the side of my car, and then crouching down to let the air out of my back tire. At that point, I said, you know, what the are you doing? And Jack was behind me, and he said, get out of here. And
okay, you have pictures of the car?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to take a look at it.
There you go.
So she scratched the side of your car. You put air in your tire. She didn't destroy the tire. She just took the air.
No, she just...
Okay. Jack, you have a last name, I'm sure. Could you stand up, please? Before I get to you, now it's your turn.
I would love to speak. She's already not telling the truth.
Now listen to me. Don't tell me she's not telling the
truth.
We
were together longer than what she's stating.
Good.
To begin
with. Good. Now, let's get to November 10th.
November 10th. I wasn't at home. She didn't know where I was.
Just a second. I don't care.
Okay. So I arrived
at
the bar. She
invited
me. Doesn't
matter. Let's talk about the things that are important. She sent a message to you via Facebook that she was going to be at the bar.
Yes.
And were you at that time still in a relationship or were you
not?
No,
we were not.
That's the answer. You were not. She sent you a message that she was going to be at this bar.
Yes.
And you decided to go and meet her.
First, a little detail on the message. I was a little caught off guard because she had told me she was having foot surgery that morning, and I was a little surprised she was at a bar.
Fine.
Then,
not important to the story.
I was interested in who she was there with since she was inviting me because she tends to like to create drama.
Listen to me.
So I asked her who she was there with, and she did not want to answer me who she was there with. So interesting that they're saying...
You don't know whether he was there or not. You don't know that he was there or not.
She was there
with three... Listen to me. All you can say is you didn't see him.
I did not see him, and the people that arrived with her in her vehicle, there were three people, and they were there, and I spoke to them.
But you did not see him.
No, I did not see him.
All right. Okay.
So...
And then, just tell me what happened.
I arrived, and I parked right next to the plaintiff's car. Got out of my car, and as I got out, I looked into her car, and she was in the back seat with a coworker, and they were kissing. I proceeded to walk to the bar door, try to open the door. The door was locked. I noticed to the right of me, there was someone I knew, someone I had met in the past that is a friend of the plaintiff's. I had words with her, and she gave me a hug, and we had a little bit of a conversation about the bar not being open and about what time the bar did open. And then I heard two car doors close, so I turned around, and she and the other woman that she was with in the back seat got out of their car, both on each side, and started walking towards me. At this time, I was walking towards them because I was leaving after seeing the company she was with. So I said to her, in the back seat of your car, really? And she laughed and said that her friend needed to fix her bra. And I looked at her friend and I said, you do realize that Kim did invite me here. And she said, I don't care. And I got in my car and I left. I parked a street over, texted her through Facebook message that I thought what she did was mean and I hated her. And I have all of those messages here if you're interested in them.
Probably will.
And then I went home.
Okay.
And when I arrived home, she was parked in front of my house, rolled her window down and said, you keyed my effing car. I ran back the side of my house to the back house where my mom lives because I did not want to be anywhere near her by myself because she's been abusive to me in the past, physically. I did not trust the situation and did not know why she was in front of my home or what she was saying.
Okay, so?
So then I ran and got, my mom was not dressed, so it took her a little longer to get her robe on. My 13-year-old daughter ran out with me. She had turned her car around facing the other way of the street, had her windows up, she was on her cell phone, and she sped off.
Okay, that's it.
That's all I know.
Okay, Jack.
Yes, ma'am.
How do you know the plaintiff?
I work with her, I've known her for over 5 years now at the school.
Were you at this bar on the 10th of November?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me what you were doing there.
The month before my wife passed away, and Kim decided that I shouldn't be sitting at home and and grieving about it, so she was taking me to dinner a couple of times, and she invited me to come out to the bar with her. I don't drink, but I wanted to go just to get out of the house. She picked me up. I was in the back seat. I met this woman that was with her, older lady named Cheryl. I never met her before. We got to the bar, and I got out to go get tacos, and I ate the tacos. The bar opened. I went inside. We came in. It was hot inside, and I had my coat on, so we all decided to go put our coats away. I went out with her, and I was with her, and I saw...
Why didn't you all leave your coats in the bar?
I had a leather jacket. I didn't want to...
You don't want to leave your jacket in Lancaster at a bar.
Got it. Yeah.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Your Honor, though, it's interesting that this man, Jack, would hang out at a gay bar in Lancaster. I find that really hard to believe. Just so you know.
I didn't...
And later today...
Did you ever hear the expression, when you tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory? I want you to think about that. I want you to try to think about what that means.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kimberly Albrecht says ex-girlfriend Kelly Pazek vandalized her car. Kelly denies committing any vandalism.
Go ahead.
When I walked out, I didn't, at the time, didn't know it was her. I saw her. Later, I knew it was her, found out it was her, going like this, and then squatting down to the back. Well, when I yelled, she stood up and turned. That's when I realized I saw who it was.
Had you seen her before?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I've seen her before. I've seen her at our school talking to Kim, and I yelled, you better get out of here, and she went off, and I said, I'm out of here.
Okay.
I went back inside.
Your Honor, though, it's interesting that this man, Jack, would hang out at a gay bar in Lancaster. I find that really hard to believe, just so you know.
I didn't.
He wasn't hanging
they
out.
They invited me out. I went wherever they took me, Your Honor.
Wasn't there.
Listen to me. You didn't see him.
I did not see him there. You're absolutely correct.
Can I see the estimate to fix your car?
Yes, ma'am. Great.
Your Honor, she also did not file a police report, which I thought was really interesting. If somebody did something to my car, I would file a police report.
Maybe not.
I would call him immediately.
Maybe. I actually have two police reports, Your Honor, if you'd like to see them.
I would.
Okay. There you go.
No.
Can I explain why there's two, please?
First, let me look.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. She filed police reports.
I haven't been spoken to by a police officer. They said that they would come in and they would interview me.
No, no.
Because
You keep speculating as to what might happen.
No, I called the police the next morning as well.
Listen to me. You keep speculating as to what might happen. Your statement to me was, I find it interesting that she wouldn't file a police report. And the answer is, she did file a police report. Okay, what kind of car do you have?
It's an Acura TL, a 2008.
Your Honor.
I'm finished. I'm done. Do you understand?
But there's more evidence.
Waiting to hear the rest of your evidence.
I'm just trying to show you the fact that the plaintiff has lied about the situation. I have emails from her that she kept emailing me, telling me I broke her gas cap to her can, to her car. I keyed the right side of the car. I keyed the trunk of the car. She kept going on and on, and the damages were getting worse and worse, and she wouldn't stop emailing me and contacting me. Okay. And none of it was true. That's what I'm trying to get across.
Very good. I understand what you're trying to get across. Judgment for the plaintiff for the amount of $2,100. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you, Judge.
Excuse me, step out.
She's a pathological liar, and I think anybody who runs into Kim and meets her should really stay away and run the other way.
I'm not the one that did the lying.
She set me up.
I did not set her up.
Inviting me there to see her with this other woman to get upset, and I don't know who keyed her car or if it was even keyed.
She doesn't want people to know she's 37 years old and she's out keying someone's car.
Stay away from crazy lesbians.
I'm happy it's done, and I just want to move on, and hopefully that's the end of everything.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Florin versus Correa, step forward.
22-year-old Justin Florin is suing his ex-girlfriend, 23-year-old Chris Correa, for purposely destroying his laptop.
Mr. Florin, how long did you and the defendant live together?
From about November 2011 to about the middle of August of 2012.
In whose apartment?
Mine.
You moved into his apartment?
Correct.
Where had you been living just previous to moving into his apartment?
About two blocks up at my parents' house.
At some point, according to your complaint, you had a falling out. I don't know what it was about. I assume that you'll tell me. And it is your claim that Ms. Correa destroyed your laptop.
Correct.
She seems to indicate that you were a slob. You left it on the floor and you must have broken it yourself.
No.
No. Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I mean, as far as what happened from the pool going back to the house.
I just want to know how you reconcile these two stories, Justin.
As far as the
break. As far as everything.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Justin Florin says ex-girlfriend Chris Correa destroyed his laptop because she thought he'd been cheating.
Okay. I assume this happened sometime in August.
Mm-hmm.
Because I assume that after the laptop incident, you were through.
Definitely.
Okay, good. Why don't you tell me the date that it happened and what happened?
The date that it was broken was August 26, 2012.
Go ahead.
Basically, went home, laptop was completely destroyed, and had text messages from her saying...
Something must have happened before that, sir. You want to tell me what happened before that?
Yes, we had a fight.
Okay, what did you have a fight about?
She claims that she saw me at the pool with another girl, like in my condo.
Tell me what you saw.
At the time, I was currently going back and forth from New York to California for business trips, and as I returned, I had driven by the condominium's pool. I had seen Justin there with a girl that's well known in the condominium, and I had tried to get his attention to talk to him. It wasn't okay with me that he was there with her. I tried to get his attention, called
him.
Are
you engaged?
No.
Married?
No.
Why was it not okay that he was swimming in the pool with somebody?
It was someone who consistently disrespected our relationship. It wasn't just a friend of his. There was history with him, the girl that he was with, and my brother. So there was a history with the girl and the reason why I didn't respect her. So it wasn't just a common girl that he just couldn't be friends with at all.
So there was a history with her?
Correct.
And you had just come back from a business trip?
Correct.
Saw this scene playing out in the pool, and I assume that you got very hot.
Absolutely. I was very upset.
Okay. I'm just trying to set it up for myself. You got hot. And?
As I went to the back to the condo, I was actually already living there for about 8 months. I was paying rent. It wasn't just his apartment.
So you tried to get his attention. You went back to the condo. And
back to the condo. And there was about 4 bags of like 100-gallon trash bags. Because what Justin does is he piles
I don't care what he does. I have lots of things to do today.
Okay.
How long had you been away on your business trip to New York?
3 weeks.
And you communicated with him during that 3-week period?
Correct. He had my car while I was up there.
So far, is that right, Justin?
For the most part.
What do you do for a living, by the way?
Computer technician.
You work full-time?
Do.
Go ahead.
As I went up the stairs and into the main bedroom, everything you couldn't see the floor. Everything... is on the floor, his laptop, he always set it right next to the bed, and I never stepped on it, never did anything.
No, just tell me. You went into the bedroom.
Grabbed my stuff out of the closet, and I walked out. As I walked out, Justin had walked into the bedroom and said, "What have you done? What did you do to my laptop?" And I said, "I didn't do anything." So as soon as I went into my car, that was it.
So that's it, and you left.
And I left.
And that was on the 26th or the 25th?
That was on the 25th.
Go ahead.
Came home. She had left out. She was walking past me in the hallway, and she had said, "Go take a look at your laptop." And I asked her, "What did you do to it?" So she completely ran out of the house. She was gone before I could even get to the room.
And that was on the 25th or
the
26th?
That was on the 25th.
Okay. Just give me a chance for a second.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Florin, let me understand this. This is your testimony,
mm-hmm.
that she came home from a business trip.
Mm-hmm.
You were in the pool or around the pool with another young lady who mm-hmm. lives in the complex?
Yes.
She went up to the condo that she had been living with,
mm-hmm.
with you.
Mm-hmm.
You eventually went up to the condo. You went up to the condo and passed her. She was leaving.
Yeah, I was in the hall. The hallway of my condo. She was passing me coming out of my room. I was going into the room.
And she
took off. As she was passing me, she says, "Go check out your laptop." So she's downstairs and out the door by the time I'm in my bedroom.
Just a second. Did you ever hear the expression, when you tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory? I want you to think about that. I want you to try and think about what that means.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, your first name is Justin?
Correct.
We were living together and things were going well until Christy began to accuse me of things I hadn't done. She begged and pleaded with me not to break up with her, but I felt the relationship had become toxic and was draining my energy. After we broke up, Christy came to get her things from the house. While there, she saw my computer and decided to destroy it in a fit of rage. And that would be, Justin, what you swore to,
mm-hmm.
which bears no resemblance to the story you just told me. How do you reconcile those two stories, Justin?
As far as
everything, Justin. Mm-hmm. How do you rectify the story that you just told me and the story that you swore to in your complaint?
As far as the dates?
Not as far as everything.
No, I understand.
As far as the whole story. You didn't tell me that you broke up with her. You didn't tell me that she left and came back. You told me she was away on a business trip. She came home. You were passing each other because you were out at the pool with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
She just passed you coming out of your room and said, "Look what I did to your computer," which is nowhere, by the way, in your complaint.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
As far as what happened from the pool going back to the house.
I just want to know how you reconcile these two stories, Justin.
As far as the break.
As far as everything. When you figure out the answer to that question, I suggest you go file a complaint someplace. Your case is dismissed. Goodbye.
Bodies are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues.
Next at 5 o'clock, a bizarre mystery at a local apartment complex.
Two men found dead, a woman fighting for her life. Could something they ate or drank be to blame?
Plus, the mega merger creating the world's largest airline.
Will it mean higher prices for travelers? Next.
fit of rage. She came in, she saw me at the pool with another girl, came in, destroyed it.
I didn't break his laptop.
Just constant fighting, bickering, just draining stuff.
I do feel that it could have been worked out through patience, but it just didn't.
Honestly, not happy that it's said and done considering how everything turned out.
I'm just so glad it's over.